2018 NFL Scouting Combine continues from Indianapolis. Greg Cosell of NFL Films ESPN joins us right now. Greg, you love to talk about quarterbacks.
I do.
All right. Free agency's coming up. Everyone likes to talk about free agency at the Combine. This is a unique class of quarterbacks in free agency. Normally, like, no really good ones that you feel really good about get to this
right.
point of free agency, right?
Normally not, and I guess that would be relative in people's minds, but I think Kirk Cousins would be the name that's on most people's mind right now. He's a guy that's been a starter and a very quality starter in this league, and I'm kind of surprised the way it's played out with him because I like the player, but he's, I assume, going to be available.
Yeah,
and some others as well, including Vikings, who are currently under contract but scheduled to be free agents, three of whom have played in games for the Vikings this past season.
Yeah, Case Keenum, to me, is the most interesting because I thought Case Keenum had a really good season. Maybe he surprised a lot of people, but I thought that he played throughout most of the season as a top 12 quarterback or so in the NFL and really showed a pretty good skill set. And, you know, I'm real anxious to see what the Vikings do, what their approach would be, because they have a defensive head coach. I don't know who makes the decisions and the balance of power between Rick Spielman and Mike, but they'll have a number of defenders coming up that they have to pay that I think they would want to pay because, you know, Mike's a defensive guy. So I don't know how much money they want to allocate to a quarterback, and I think Kirk Cousins will receive from someone a lot of money. Case Keenum, I don't know if he would receive that same kind of dollar amount as Kirk Cousins. So we'll see, but I, you know, the thing is when a quarterback like Cousins hits the market, he's going to get a lot of money.
Right.
And then you just have to decide if you want to pay that money.
Okay.
So let's flip the script a little bit. Instead of, you know, talking about the quarterbacks and where they might want to go, let's talk about the Vikings.
Right.
And what a quarterback should see when this quarterback looks at the Vikings. What type of situation are you coming into as a quarterback and you're going to play for the Vikings coming off a 13-3 season
right.
in which you won the division?
Well, I think you're coming into a really good situation. You have a really good defense. You're going to have Dalvin Cook back as your lead back. You've replaced one really good offensive coordinator with another really good offensive coordinator in John DeFilippo. So I think it's a really, really good situation for a quarterback. You have team. You've got a run game, and you're going to be really well coached.
How much film, last question. I know that you love to watch the All-22. How much film on these college guys have you watched lately?
I've seen a good amount of the top six or seven guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything that stands out, what's the identity of this draft class, do you think?
Well, that's a hard question because they're different.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a draft class that will be based on philosophy of how you see the position, because the big issue we're facing more and more now with each passing season and the way the game is playing out, particularly the college game, is that balance between second reaction improvisational play versus pocket efficiency. And that's a philosophy. What is your worldview about that? Different coaches will have a different view of that. Someone might look at Josh Rosen and think, that's Matt Ryan or Jared Goff, and that's what an NFL quarterback looks like. Someone is going to look at Sam Darnold and think, this kid's 6'4", 225. Yes, he can play from the pocket. Some stuff needs to be cleaned up. But, boy, he can make plays outside of structure, and that's what you need in today's NFL.
Yeah.
So it's like last year. I remember talking to a general manager who loved Pat Mahomes, not because of the way he could throw the ball from the pocket, but because of the way he could run around and make throws. So you're getting into a philosophy thing. There's, you know, reasonable people will disagree about this.
All right, cool.
Thanks for your time today, and we look forward to your appearance on PA Show because we know that's going to happen later in the week, and it's always good.
It's the highlight of my week.
Thank you.